You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which shows you direction. We are like the weather rooster and will point to you in the direction where some stocks are doing well. And don't take my word for it. The words you should be taking are the people that we speak to from across the board. And today it happens to be Mehul Kothari of India Nivesh Securities. This podcast is, of course, Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
Like I said, we spoke to Mehul Kothari, a senior technical analyst at India Nivesh Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which can give great returns in the short term. Voltas has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 678 rupees, target 755 rupees, stop loss to be placed at 620 rupees, 620, for an upside of 11.4%. Container Corp has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 619 rupees. Target you should be looking at is 715 rupees 715. Place your stop loss at 560 rupees 560 for an upside of 15.5%. And finally, HDFC has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 2063 rupees. Target you should be looking at is 2220 rupees. Place your stop loss at 1960 rupees for an upside of 7.6%. So Voltas, Container Corp and HDFC all have buy calls from Mehul Kothari. Why? We'll find out in just a bit. But before we do that, let's find out what Mehul has to say about the recent trends operating on Dalal Street. After a stellar rally of more than 9% in just two trading sessions, the domestic markets took a bit of a breather during the past few sessions. Nifty spot has been oscillating in the range of 11,700 to 11,400. On the upside, the index is facing headwinds near the 11,700 mark since we have a cluster of resistance piled up over there. The first one is, of course, the downward sloping trend line, which is formed by joining the peaks of 12,103 and 11,982. The next is the lower trend line of the Andrews Pitchfork tool, formed by joining points like 9,951, 11,760 and 10,004. 11,694 is the 78.6% retracement level of the fall between 11,982 and 10,637. Going ahead, for the markets to extend this recent euphoria, Nifty will have to clear the 11,700 mark. In such a scenario, we might be seeing levels like 11,900 to even 12,000. On the contrary, in case there's a dip from here onwards, 11,400 is likely to act as a strong support for the index. A move below this, that is 11,400, might aggravate selling pressure, which could force the index to meet its 200-day simple moving average, which is placed, of course, at 11,244. Now, going back to that list of stocks, we start things off with Voltas with a buy call. Voltas underwent a fresh breakout on the larger degree charts above the 660 rupee mark. The price action helped the stock to reach its new lifetime high, and that too on a closing basis, which of course indicates strength. It's a multi-year breakout with a theoretical target around the 800 rupees mark. Even the weekly RSI indicator has broken out from the falling trend line above the 65 rupee mark. Traders are therefore advised to buy the stock of Voltas between 675 and 655 rupees for the upside target of 755 rupees, while keeping your stop loss at 620 rupees. That is Voltas with a buy call. Next up, Container Corp also with a buy call. The stock confirmed a multi-year breakout during a recent trading session. The price action was supported by extraordinary volumes, which add more conviction to the pattern. The overall price target for the breakout is around 750 rupees. On the monthly RSI, what we're also seeing is a pattern which resembles a bullish inverse head and shoulders pattern, which is of course indicative of a fresh upside. So, based on all of that technical stuff, traders are advised to buy the stock of Container Corp between 620 and 600 rupees. The upside target you should be looking at is 715 rupees. Keep your stop loss at 560 rupees. For Container Corp with a buy call. And finally, the largest private sector bank of the country, HDFC, has a buy call. Since November of last year, HDFC has been sustaining well above its 200-day simple moving average. And every time the stock approached the average, what we've seen is considerable buying interest, which has pulled the stock higher. At this juncture, the stock is hovering around its 200-day simple moving average, which is placed at 2031 rupees, and even this time, we expect a similar kind of price action. In addition, there is a bullish double bottom formulation at 1960 rupees on the daily chart. Traders are therefore advised to buy the stock on dips between 2060 and 2030 rupees for the upside target of 2220 rupees with a stop loss of 1960 rupees. That is HDFC with a buy call. One last time, those names from Mehul Kothari of India Nivesh, Voltas with a buy call, target 755, stop loss 620, upside of 11.4%. Container Corp with a buy call as well, target 715, stop loss 560, upside 15.5%. And finally, HDFC with a buy call, target 2220, stop loss 1960 for an upside of 7.6%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you, and if they do be sure to let us know. I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street, but thank God it is Friday. By the end of the trading day, you will have the weekend to look forward to, but not before. There are much more podcasts from Money Control that you would have to consume either today or over the weekend. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO.
For the views more information, check out the Money Control website. Investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.